Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What a game yesterday. Here's Mitch Holthus with the final call on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Again, going to a knee. You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the first team in National Football League history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and go to the Super Bowl for a chance for a three-peat.
Oh, I love Mitch. He's so good. And then we had audio today. This is the collective rest of the NFL fans that don't like the fact that the refs made some calls that they weren't a fan of yesterday. Frank Cusimano with us. Boy, the hatred factor for the Chiefs is going up, isn't it, Frank?
Well, you shouldn't have to get every questionable call with that team, okay? It's every freaking call the Kansas City Chiefs get. I just want to say that. Every call.
Thank you, Frank. Get. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please. It's not now, every. It's said, easy to say every call, but there are a couple that went against the Chiefs yesterday, too. So I get it. It looks like, but what? The grand conspiracy model doesn't work for me. That's what I would say.
No. And the bottom line is, like, Josh Allen wasn't as razor sharp as he should have been at the beginning of the game. Sean McDermott is not as good a coach as Andy Reid. And Patrick Mahomes has a chance to be the GOAT. You know, you got the best coach. You may have the best coach of all time, and you may have the best quarterback of all time.
Look, I admitted at the beginning of the show that I feel bad for Josh Allen. You know, he's sitting on that side, and you can see the look on his face like, what the hell do I need to do to get to a Super Bowl? You know, as good as he is, as good as the Bills have been. So I have empathy there. I really do.
That's why the Mahomes-Jordan comparison is really good. Not just because of the unique skill set, but because of what you just brought up. What Michael Jordan did to Patrick Ewing, to Charles Barkley, and to Karl Malone to make them ringless for their career is what Mahomes may end up doing to Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and I think that I saw someone on the post game making that point yesterday. Look, it's hard maybe if you're a fan of one of these other teams to look at it this way, but Nate Burleson even said, look, you're watching history here. You're going to tell these stories to your kids and your grandkids when you're older.
Yeah, yep. He's going to keep these guys from ever getting that ring. I mean, when he retires, maybe, okay, it's your chance to win, Josh, but the problem is they're both about the same age. I mean, think about it. He's 29 years old. He's 29. And he has a chance to win his fourth Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's incredible.
This reminds me of? It's like a horse that would run against Secretariat. There was that other one, Sham, who was out at the same time, and it was supposed to be a great horse, but never could win because Secretariat was just so
that
great.
That much better.
Yeah,
right.
And that's kind of what this is.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, well, we'll look forward to the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously the Eagles took care of business. Not going to be easy for the Chiefs. I think they're an early, point and a half favorite in this game in a couple of weeks.
Can I say one thing about this game? And I know that would be preposterous, like I've been saying for 3 weeks, to ever bet against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But the best two players, the two best guards in football may wear Philadelphia Eagles uniform. They also have an unbelievable tackle. And they also have the best running back in football. There's a scenario where they can run the ball. And I don't care how brilliant Steve Spagnuolo is with his exotic blitzes. By the way, real quickly, I hate the word exotic in blitzes.
Exotic is
Sophia Loren in negligee or Ferrari. It's not an extra guy going to the quarterback. So screw that word exotic in describing blitzes. Okay, but there's a scenario where the Eagles can pound the ball on the Chiefs, because Howie Roseman is the best GM in football, and he has stocked that team with unbelievable offensive linemen.
Look, if I'm the Eagles and I watched the end of that game and even most of that game, yeah, they couldn't stop the run. They just couldn't stop it yesterday, so that's going to be problematic. And Saquon, how about that? Let's just focus on the first play of the Eagles' possession after an 11-minute drive, and the Commanders looking like maybe they can, you know, do something in this game, and Saquon busts out for a 60-yard-plus touchdown on the first play. That's incredible.
Yeah, the very first play of the game, 60 yards. He's just been a monster all year. And in the postseason, he has not let up on the gas pedal. They can run the ball against everybody. They really can.
Frank, pretty good. I watched Mizzou on Saturday. That was a good victory. And you got a lot of teams that weren't successful in the top 20. Obviously, they lost to Texas last week. I didn't see the new rankings. Did they kind of hold steady in the 20th, 22nd range or not?
You know what? I have not looked yet myself. But I know, like, in the net rankings today, they were 23, which is even more important than the AP top 25. Yeah, that's a nice win. They're going to have the week off before they play Mississippi State. But what I really loved about that game is you're starting to get, like, a big two. It's Tamar Bates and Caleb Grill. I think Caleb Grill, with all due respect to Kim English and Kareem Rush, I think he's the best pure shooter since John Sumbull. He's shooting 48 from three and 53 from two. He's unbelievable. He's just gold when he gets an open look.
Look, I never thought of it in those terms, but I don't know that I would challenge you. I'd have to think back to some other sweet shooters in the 90s in particular, maybe Melvin Booker or something like that. But, man, it's incredible what he's doing.
Yeah, he's not as good a player as these guys, but in terms of being a pure shooter, when his shoulders are squared, when he gets an open look, he's just unbelievable. He really is.
Looks like Mizzou moved up in the AP poll from number 22 to number 20, and I could probably search the coaches' poll as well. Blue's not doing very well the last couple of games.
No, and you know, Tony La Russa used to say, when a coach says, well, there's nothing more I can do, then that coach is fired. So Jim Montgomery, after the game, said, hey, we have got to change some things. Now, we're not exactly sure what he's going to do, but they got a big game tonight against Vancouver, who's in that ninth spot. It's not only the Blues trying to catch Calgary, they got to catch Vancouver. They're in 10th place. Hey, look, Mark, they've played 50 games, okay? They have 50 points. That's an 82-point pace in 82 games, okay? It's not real hard to figure out. You don't make the playoffs with 82 points. They got to get microwave hot here very shortly.
All right, Frank, well, let's have a good week. We'll see where we are with the Blues at the end of the week. And so does Mizzou have no games this week? Is that what you're saying? They get a little time
not
off?
Not until Saturday.
Okay,
yep.
I like that. Yep. I do like that. All right, Cusimano, thank you so much. Happy Monday to you.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.
We're coming back. John Seiler, who's been great on some of this DEI stuff, wrote a great piece in the Wall Street Journal this morning that I want to kind of shed some light on. Plus, Ian Scher, what's up with the new Chinese app DeepSeek? That's coming up, too.
Get more at 971talk.com.